Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for today. Thank you for the joy that is in this room. Thank you for the people that you have brought to us today. Thank you that you are a God who speaks to us through your word. You're a God who speaks to us through the words of one another. That as we continue in this service of worship, this service of praise, this service of telling the goodness of God, Father, would you continue to speak to us? Would you continue to pour into us that our praise might overflow? That if we came in here today sort of having to force ourselves to praise because of things going on in our life, that we'd find you changing our heart, that those words would begin to just flow out of us, out of a reminder of your goodness, your care, your love, your might. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I'm not going to talk a lot today because this is about us just declaring praises. But I hope as you've been going through, as we've gone through this series in the Psalms, it's been our prayer that you would really have entered into the Psalms. That sometimes the Psalms we just sort of pass through because they're those songs, the poetry, we want the narratives. But I hope that you've discovered in the Psalms this summer this deep, rich well of the truth of who God is. That in the Psalms, I hope we have heard God's people crying out to God, God's people telling the goodness of God, God's people telling the story of God, God's people calling out saying, this isn't right, this isn't what it should be, and hearing God speak back to his people. That we're reminded that the God that we serve is a God who has made a covenant with his people. A covenant marked by this word we've talked about a lot, his chesed, his unfailing love, his kindness, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his compassion, and his goodness. That in the Psalms we have experienced just sort of the raw emotions of the people of God, whether it's in prayer and praise or whether it's cries of desperation, whether it's them telling God, God, I want you to avenge me. Even again, sometimes with language that's a little colorful, God, break their jaws, grind their teeth down. And in it, hearing us to respond to God in trust and faith. That the Psalms, it has been said, put theology within the reach of every single one of us. That they express a faith in a way that sometimes just narrative and stories can't. That there's something about music, there's something about the images of the Psalms that invite us into the Psalms. To experience God in a different way than maybe we do just through prose. That in this summer, as we have shared some of the laments you've written, some of the praise you've written, some of you have gift of words. Lean into that. Some of you have the gift of art. Lean into that. That the Psalms invite us to hear it, to visualize it, to enter into it, to imagine it. If you've been with us this summer, I want you to take a moment and just think, which genre of the Psalms has spoken to you this summer? Is it the Psalms calling us to praise? Is it the Psalms of wisdom? Is it the royal Psalms? Psalms of thanksgiving? Or maybe it's the Psalms of lament. But take a moment and just sort of reflect what Psalms has spoken to you this summer. Which psalm has helped you draw near to God? And so close your eyes and just take a moment. If you didn't join us for all of them, just which one did you hear? If this is your first time, you're going to hear about them in a little bit from one another. But which psalm drew you in? Which psalm invited you to enter in? Let me pray over us. Let's pronounce benediction. May the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus May the great love of God, his chesed, his love, his faithfulness, his compassion, his forgiveness, his mercy, and his grace, may it overflow each and every day. May we know that it never fails. And may we go this week in the power and the presence of the Spirit. May we go with praise ever on our lips, because he is alive. Amen and amen. You're dismissed, brothers and sisters.